Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. On your wedding day, all eyes will be on you and your fiancé. Imagine your fiancé walking towards you looking incredible in a suit that's perfectly tailored, not some baggy overpriced rental. At Nick's Menswear, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties and over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make this the easiest part of planning your wedding. For about the same price as a rental, we'll help you and your fiancé own a suit that's not only going to look great in your wedding photos, but can be worn again and again. Let us take care of the details so you can focus on the magic of your big day.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Early to the picks with the hockey game tonight. Wouldn't want to jam up the Steve Foley Law pregame show with picks, especially when Bulldog is not here. I'm just going to read his as well as mine. He has, and I know you're dying to know, a one-game lead over me going into the weekend. He sent me five pro games, so that's what I'll do, even though college is still a thing. That's fine, though. He had Chicago plus 4.5, I think it was. Last night, and I just took Seattle to, like I told him, I don't want it to be tied anymore. I'm kind of bored. Didn't like losing that one with Seattle against a team that cannot complete a pass, but could only score 6 points, the Seahawks. 6-3. I guess that's a well-earned cover. Good for Bulldog with the Bears. Good for anybody that had the Bears. Yuck. All right, so he went first, and here's what he sent me. Detroit, Monday night, -3.5 at San Francisco. Okay, didn't like the game. Indianapolis, -7.5 at the Giants. Might be Joe Flacco there for the Colts. And that game is still up, so I feel like maybe that's the right side, Indy, because the books are not scared of that change. They might even think it's better for the Colts. Bulldog might think that himself. Denver, on the road tomorrow at Cincinnati, +3. I went back and forth on that one, and I kind of like Denver too because the Bengals are just pretty sexy right now, and it's still Burrow and Chase going for stats. Is Denver good enough to win there with a lot on the line? I think they might be. So Denver +3 at Cincinnati. They clinch if they win. The Rams -6.5 at home to Arizona. Sammy P kind of talked me into the Cardinals on that one. And then Bulldog likes Green Bay +1.5 at Minnesota. That's the only game I took of his. I'm taking Minnesota -1.5 against the Packers on a short week. Don't love it, but going with the better, I think is the better team, actually. I'm not even sure, but going with the home team anyway. Not a lot of confidence, but I'm on Minnesota. New England tomorrow at 1, +4.5 at home against the Chargers. LA to Foxborough for an early game on a Saturday. Don't love it for the Chargers. Tampa, -8.5 at home against Carolina. I think the league would love it if Tampa wins the game. I mentioned this with Sam earlier as well, because it opens up a couple interesting possibilities for flex games next week if Tampa stays alive. So I think they'll get the calls on Sunday. -8.5 against the Panthers. Although impressed with Bryce Young, like I was just talking about. Philadelphia with Kenny Pickett, -7 at home against Dallas. I just love the Eagles roster. And I think the quarterback change is there to tempt you to take the Cowboys. I will still take the Eagles at home, -7. No CeeDee Lamb for Dallas. And I'll take Atlanta. I also went back and forth in this game, but I want to be on it. Atlanta +4.5 Sunday night in Washington. I just think those teams are more equal. Washington is really fun, but I don't want to give them. I don't want to give anybody playing. how come I can't spit this out? I'm not comfortable with Washington giving more than like 3 against maybe anybody. So I'll take the points with the Falcons, who have a lot to play for themselves. They're in the driver's seat in the NFC South. Picks, everybody. Next, the Steve Foley Law pregame show, Sabres and Chicago. Paul Hamilton joins me after the update. This is Mike Shope, Football Friday on WGR.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.